107.5 FM, W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. Now it's two federal courts saying Trump's sweeping tariffs are unlawful. U.S. District Judge Rudolph Contreras saying the president does not have the authority under the Emergency Powers Act. The Court of International Trade reached the same ruling yesterday. Markets today mixed, digesting it all. International students are wondering if they'll have to leave the U.S. The Trump administration is trying to revoke Harvard's ability to enroll foreigners, and the State Department says it's going to revoke visas from China. ABC's Britt Clenett in Hong Kong.
It does look and sound like another tit-for-tat measure at a tense time in ties with China amid a tariff war that may have plateaued for now, but plenty of uncertainty does remain. China has said it firmly opposes the move and urged the U.S. to pursue more constructive relations.
Well, it's hurricane season now swirling in the Pacific, the season's first tropical storm, the A-storm, and that is Alvin. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call has announced another new multi-state lawsuit against the Trump administration. According to a press release from the Wisconsin Department of Justice, the new lawsuit seeks to stop the Trump administration from reducing funding for scientific research in the state, specifically at the University of Wisconsin-Madison and Milwaukee. It requests a court order blocking two National Science Foundation orders that paused multiple projects and would leave the universities unable to pay for research materials. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is accepting applications for the Beaver Management Plan Committee. According to a press release, the agency is seeking organizations that focus on things like trapping, fishing, agriculture, and conservation. The committee will be tasked with providing input to the Department of Natural Resources during the development of an updated beaver management plan. More information can be found on the DNR's Beaver Management Plan webpage, and applications will be accepted until June 20th. A group of wakeboating enthusiasts have filed a lawsuit against a Burnett County town, claiming an ordinance meant to restrict certain artificial wake activities on its lakes is unconstitutional. The lawsuit was filed against the town of Scott earlier this month and requests injunctive relief against enforcement efforts of what they call the vague, overbroad, and illegal ordinance. The ordinance was approved in November, and this lawsuit is the first legal action filed over wake-enhanced boating in Wisconsin amid growing controversy over the issue. Town of Cable residents voted to approve a split in town clerk and treasurer responsibilities into two separate positions at their recent annual meeting. The vote to make the change was unanimous, with officials saying the workload of the combined job had grown substantially and it was no longer possible to have one person handle both. The town clerk and town treasurer will now be two separate positions, with the clerk handling disbursements and the treasurer handling deposits. It also means the town will not need to conduct an audit every year. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The Brewers head to Philly. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers open a three-game weekend series against the Phillies tomorrow night. The crew beat the Red Sox 6-5 in 10 innings yesterday. It was Milwaukee's first three-game sweep of the year. Manager Pat Murphy.
It's a great feeling to feel like you sense that they believe, and that's a great feeling. Our pitching hung in there and did enough.
NFL at the Packers OTA practices. Defensive back Jair Alexander remains absent. The team tries to renegotiate his contract. Safety Xavier McKinney asked if he'd like to see Jair back with the Pack.
We would all like him back. I talk to him every day. Just try to stay connected with him. Obviously, we've developed a great relationship with each other. At the end of the day, like, I'm going to be behind him regardless of, you know, what the situation is going on. We've developed a relationship good enough off the field to where it's like, bro, I just want what's best for you.
That's Xavier McKinney with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Partly cloudy today with a chance of scattered showers and maybe a small storm popping up this afternoon and into early this evening. Otherwise, tonight, we dry things out and start to warm things up. Highs today will make it to the mid-70s and by tomorrow, the mid-80s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 66 degrees.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Matt Miller, Milwaukee-based film critic. The film Sinners, the more distance I have from it, the more I liked it. Is that an Oscar film?
I think there is a love for what Sinners is doing, that a studio movie was this interesting and creative and thoughtful, but also entertaining. This is not the last you will hear about Sinners this year. I'd be shocked if it doesn't get a Best Picture nomination.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
The Joint Finance Committee just had four meetings around the state of Wisconsin. The top three things of concern to people were education, health care, and child care. The Republicans stripped all of those things out of Governor Evers' budget. So I'm thinking about going next time just to make sure that they all put their phones down when I'm talking to them, because I have a feeling they're all playing Candy Crush because they're not paying attention to what people are saying.
Catch Matt Nair on air at its new time, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Maggie Dawn.
Donald Trump says no tax on tips. Sounds like a good deal? It's not. I discuss with Chef Greg Leon next.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
This is the Tom Hartman
Welcome
Program.
Welcome to the third hour of our program. Got a couple of quick stories here, and then I'll be picking up your calls at 202-808-9925. Six truths about Medicaid work requirements that the Republican Party does not want you to share. Number one, 64% of adult Medicaid recipients already work. Let me preface this by, you know, what the backstory is here. The way that Republicans are trying to cut $700+ billion out of Medicaid is by imposing work requirements on Medicaid recipients. One state has already tried this, Arkansas. They did this a couple of years ago. And claiming that, you know, there's a bunch of deadbeats out there and, you know, we got to make sure that people are working. And if they're not working, they shouldn't just be sitting on the couch eating bonbons and watching Oprah on TV and getting benefit checks or getting free health care. So when Arkansas did this, they promised their people, the Republican, Kay Ivey, the governor, I believe, promised that, you know, these Medicaid work requirements are going to increase people, you know, they'll reduce the unemployment rate, right? More people will be going to work. It didn't have any impact on the unemployment rate. But what it did do is it prevented 18,000 people who were fully eligible for Medicaid from getting it because the paperwork burden was too much for them. So, you know, they weren't entirely literate. They didn't have the time. They couldn't fill it out. They did fill it out, and it took too long, and it never got back to them. It got lost. I mean, this is the strategy, is to create a blizzard of paperwork that people, you know, hoops that people have to jump through until they're so exhausted that they'll just stop jumping and they won't try to claim any more Medicaid benefits. And make those hoops recur as frequently as possible. So, all that said, what are the actual facts here? 64% of adults on Medicaid right now are working. Now, what about the people who aren't? Well, 12% of them are primary caregivers. So that takes us from 64% to 76%. 10% have an illness or disability. That takes us to 86%. 7% are attending school. That takes us to 93%. Yeah, 93%. So 93% of all Medicaid recipients are either working or have a good reason not to work, which means that a work requirement should, in principle, only affect 7% of all the people on Medicaid. That's nowhere near enough people dropping off Medicaid to save $750, $800 billion. So how do they do it? Well, they do it by the paperwork requirements. Now you've got to jump through all these hoops. Now you've got to take time off work and come down to the office. Now you've got to beg for your benefits, et cetera, et cetera. You know, Republicans are basically spouting lies about this. And actually, one of the things that when Ohio expanded Medicaid a couple of years back, and this is a real interesting experiment, because here you had a state that had not expanded Medicaid under Obamacare. And they did. They expanded it. And when Ohio expanded Medicaid, what happened? more people went to work. Now, why? Well, because they went to work because they could. I mean, you know, with Medicaid, with health available to them, they could get medical treatment. They could, you know, particularly if they had chronic conditions, they could get those conditions treated, and they could also work. So, you know, we should be expanding Medicaid instead of shrinking Medicaid. Medicaid would be a fine basis for a Medicare for all kind of system, because it hasn't been privatized by and large like Medicare Advantage. But here we are. And finally, and this is hysterical, you know, Donald Trump is having his big birthday celebration on June 14th. It's also going to be the No Kings Day. It's going to be the day that people all across the country are stepping out into the streets to protest fascism in Washington, D.C., and in the state houses in red states all around the country. And we know that Pope Leo XIV is no big fan of Donald Trump, to say the very least. I'm amazed that he actually met with J.D. Vance after, you know, J.D. shaking hands with the previous pope and the previous pope just, you know, dropping dead. But anyhow, this Pope, Pope Leo, is from, he's a Chicago Southsider. He grew up on the South Side of Chicago, just like my dad did. And he's a Sox fan. So what's he doing? Well, on Saturday, June 14th, the day that Donald Trump is going to be having his birthday party, Pope Leo XIV is going to have an event in Chicago. They're renting a stadium. The event is called Chicago Celebrates Pope Leo XIV. It was put together by one of the bishops or cardinals or whatever they are in Chicago. And the Pope is going to speak via television from the Vatican on a jumbotron, or whatever they call those giant screens, to thousands and thousands of people in what some are interpreting as just a pretty upfront snub of Donald Trump. So stay tuned. This has the potential to get very interesting. So what's on your mind today? 202-808-9925, our telephone number. Michelle in Camino Island, Washington. Hey, Michelle, what's on your mind today?
Oh, hi, Tom. What's on my mind is, can the Congress defund this parade? Can they withhold funds? How is it being paid for? And is that even possible? Or if Trump is going to pay for it himself, he should have to put up the full amount ahead of time?
He's paying for it out of his military budget, and Congress could prevent that. They could block that, but it would require specific legislation. But the president has a wide range of discretion in the military budget. He, you know, in his last administration, he pulled $5 billion out of repairs for military housing, you know, for our soldiers, and used that money for his border wall. So, you know, he can move things around, and that's probably what he will be doing.
Well, that's unfortunate.
Yeah. And sadly, the Republicans that control Congress are not going to pass a law prohibiting him from spending money. That would be, you know, this is what they did with Reagan. When Reagan wanted to send weapons down to the Contras in Central America, Congress actually passed a law that said the president may not send money or weapons to the Contras. I mean, it just explicitly said that. Reagan did it anyway. I mean, he broke the law anyway. That was, you know, the part of the whole Iran-Contra scandal. But, you know, and set a precedent for Trump, you know, breaking the law and every other Republican president since then. But it's not going to happen with Republicans running the House and Senate. Michelle, thanks for the call. It was a great question. Appreciate it. Pat in Evanston, Illinois. Hey, Pat, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. Thanks for taking my call. So the gentleman that was talking about the fact that he got all these emails from the progressive committees wanting to, you know, get money from them so they can do something, but he never saw what the something was. He was just like silent, or what is it? I just wanted to mention that couldn't some of these people collaborate with each other so there won't be so many, you know, committees or programs all out there? Is that a something that's still
we're seeing that already. Indivisible and Move On and a bunch of other groups have gotten together to co-sponsor a number of these No Kings Days, you know, these anti-fascism protests.
That's a good thing. But, I mean, I agree with him. It's like they're silent. I mean, where's the Congress people? I mean, get them involved. You know, say something, because most of the people that aren't news junkies, like maybe all the people that listen to your program, don't know what's going on all the time.
Yeah,
they don't know. They're not aware.
Yeah, I get it. The way I've been doing my donations is either to individual candidates themselves, and I always go through their websites, or to Indivisible or Progressive Democrats of America, or Move to Amend.org.
You don't think that ActBlue is legitimate? ActBlue is not legitimate, or no?
Who?
It's ActBlue. That's how you can donate.
Oh. Yeah, ActBlue is just a clearinghouse that clears credit cards.
Right.
The problem with ActBlue, and there was a kind of an expose on this a few months ago, maybe 5-6 months ago, it was all over Daily Kos for a couple of days, is that they don't have specific requirements. You know, like if you create a nonprofit corporation and say, you know, Liberal Democrats of America or something like that, you know, .com or whatever, and you send out fundraising and you say, you know, we're processing our things through ActBlue, and 75% of all the money that comes in goes to the guy who started the organization, and he's taking millions of dollars a year in paychecks and then, you know, passing a tiny amount of the money along to the Progressive Caucus or something. ActBlue doesn't have a problem with that, and that's the problem. There's a bunch of kind of scammy organizations, or at least organizations that don't meet the criteria that, you know, most good governance, nonprofit good governance groups would demand, who are using ActBlue to process their credit cards. And that's why my suggestion is only give to the organizations that you know, you know, Southern Poverty Law Center, the ACLU, Indivisible, you know, Move On. You know, the solid organizations that you know have a good reputation. And individual candidates via their websites, and never, never, ever click on a link on a text message. And if you must, don't ever give them money, even if it's going through or to ActBlue. ActBlue is not vetting these organizations. So
that is such good information. Thank you for that.
You're welcome, Pat. Thanks a lot for the call. It's 16 minutes, almost 17 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls on the other side of the break. It's you and me for the rest of the hour. Stick around. We'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's talk media for the sane among us. We'll be right back with your calls. Stick around.
Car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
What's one of your favorite memories?
Let's see. Well, there was this one time I went snorkeling in the Caribbean when I was a kid. It really just blew my mind. I mean, when you're sitting on the beach, it's so peaceful, and you sort of forget there's a whole other world under there, just full of all kinds of life. We saw the most beautiful corals. I remember thinking they were waving at us as they moved with the ocean. And then there were all these amazing fish. They kind of reminded me of tropical birds. They were so bright and colorful, just darting all over the place like birds in the sky. I'll never forget it. It completely changed the way I look at the ocean.
Most of us have a memory of being in nature we'll never forget. Let's protect the world's natural places so more memories can be made for generations to come. Visit worldwildlife.org.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Let me ask you, does calling the company with the best client service in America, with 11 J.D. Power Awards to prove it, matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative, client-focused technology, matter? Does calling the company with 17,000-plus team members who are helping to rebuild the great cities of Detroit and Cleveland matter? Of course it matters. No wonder our clients have made Quicken Loans America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Hi, friends. Tom Hartman here to remind you that it's your support of our show that keeps us on the air. Without you, there wouldn't be a Tom Hartman program. And now more than ever, it's crucial for you to show your progressive support. And one of the best ways to show your support is to sign up for Tomcast. That's our podcast. It's at TomHartman.com. Never miss another heated debate on healthcare, global climate change, or our economy. Never miss another one again. Plus, labor news, full Monty alerts, conservative alerts, and my personal favorite segment, Geeky Science, each and every week. But wait, there's more! As an added bonus with your Tomcast podcast subscription, you'll also get my best of the rest of the news, a daily 3-minute dose of what's going on in the world today that you can't afford to miss. So what are you waiting for? Get over to TomHartman.com today and sign up for your Tomcast now. Do it for yourself, or you can do it for a friend. Go to TomHartman.com to see just how easy it is. And thank you so much for all of your support.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them.
In America, personal religious beliefs should be just that, personal. But today, Christian nationalism is on the rise, threatening the separation of church and state. Laws are being passed based on religious doctrines instead of reason, eroding our rights and freedoms in legislatures, public schools, even courtrooms. One set of religious beliefs is being forced onto everyone else. But that's not what our founders intended. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is fighting back. As the nation's leading group of free thinkers working to keep religion out of government, FFRF protects your right to think for yourself. Whether you've always been secular, left religion behind, or simply believe in true religious freedom for everyone. If we don't stand up now, we may lose our religious freedom. So join FFRF in defending our secular constitution and keeping faith a personal choice, not a government mandate. Visit ffrf.us/freedom to learn more and become a member, or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's, to 511-511. Because in a truly free country, no one's faith should dictate everyone's future. Text fees may apply.
Counting every dime as we're scraping by on nickels, just trying to survive. They're stacking up their billions every single day, while the schools and roads we're driving on are crumbling away. From the Dust Bowl days to the factory floors, we fought these kings before. Now they're back again in tailored suits and ties, obsessed with hoarding power till the planet dies. It's the
billionaire hoarding plague.
minutes past the hour. Just an FYI, by the way, I think I'm going to be on CNN with Pamela Brown tomorrow morning in the hour before this program goes live. Just FYI. Also, breaking news, Judge Rudolph Contreras, United States District Judge, is a federal judge, has just ruled, independent of the trade court. Yesterday, it was a three-judge panel on the trade court. Today, it's just your regular district judge. He's a federal judge in D.C. This is completely unrelated to yesterday's ruling about Trump's tariffs. He just ruled, quote, that Trump's tariffs are unlawful. This is a completely separate injunction. Quote, further declared that International Economic Emergency Economic Powers Act does not authorize the president to impose the tariffs set forth in the above listed orders, and it is ordered that defendants are preliminarily enjoined from collecting any tariff deriving from the above listed orders from plaintiffs Learning Resources, Inc. and Hand to Mind, Inc. These were the companies that had sued. And it is further ordered that the preliminary injunction ordered herein shall be stayed for 14 days so that the parties may seek review in the Court of Appeals. So he's allowing the Trump tariffs to continue for 14 days, Judge Rudolph Contreras. But after that, no tariffs, unless, you know, an appeals court steps in and changes things. So this is getting interesting. It's getting very interesting. Jane in Gadsden, Alabama. Hey, Jane, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. I hadn't called in a while, but I had a question. But before I get to that, while I was on hold, I think you saved me some money. What you said about Act Blue, because I'm older now, and I'm, you know, I can't get out and march and do, you know, and I'm in this little small town where nothing happens like that. I can't go to Washington. But anyway, I've been sending money, you know, to this candidate, that cause, not realizing that some of it is a scam. I trusted Act Blue, but no longer.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, you know, continue to use Act Blue. I mean, they're providing a fine service, and they're under attack by the Trump administration. But like I said, they don't vet the organization. So, you know who it is you're giving money to.
Okay, because, yeah, I don't. Some of them I don't know.
Yeah.
But, you know, it sounds like a good cause, and I'm going to be helping if I give, you know, my little $5 or $10 or
right.
$20, whatever.
Don't do
okay,
it.
Okay, well, here's the reason I called was I got this I was on my app, Neighbors, and it said, claim your spending allowance card today. And I'm on Social Security, and it was saying how I could get, I think it was, it's not still on my phone, but I could get something like $1,027 card to use for groceries and such as that.
I
think it's a scam.
Was this, yeah, it sounds like a scam. Was that around Medicare Advantage?
Well, that's what I kept asking the girl. I said, is this a Medicare Advantage thing? And she wouldn't answer.
Yeah, then don't go with it, Jane. Jane, I got to run. I'm sorry, we're out of time, but thank you. Run as far away from that one as you can. We'll be right back.
Hey, it's me, your liver. You know, the organ that helps you recover every weekend after pizza, donuts, and all those drinks. When you have a headache, you take an aspirin. You have a stomach ache, you pop an acid. But where's the love for your best buddy, the liver? The least that you could do to help me stay healthy is take Active Liver from New Nordic. Active Liver tablets contain high-quality, all-natural ingredients like milk thistle, globe artichoke, and turmeric extracts, which are proven to keep me healthy and you feeling your best. Active Liver provides an easy daily detox and helps protect me all year long. So let me make you an offer you can't refuse. You take care of me with Active Liver, and I keep taking care of you. Capiche?
See for yourself why Active Liver is Scandinavia's number one liver health supplement. You can find Active Liver at CVS and online at Amazon or directly from NewNordicUSA.com. Again, find it in stores at CVS or online at Amazon or NewNordicUSA.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560.
Jay Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Representative Mark Pocan will be here to talk about the House budget and things hidden inside. Dan Schaefer from the Recombobulation Area, Civic Media's political editor in hour number two. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is calling on residents to help track bat population trends over the summer. The state's cave bats will be returning to their summer roosts over the next few weeks, which could include places like barns or bat houses. DNR officials are asking residents to track the number of bats they see emerging on one night between June 6th and June 8th, and one night between July 18th and July 20th as part of the Great Wisconsin Bat Count. The bats should emerge just after sunset, and counting typically takes about half an hour. Health officials are reminding Wisconsinites to be aware of weather conditions as higher temperatures emerge for the summer. Higher temperatures, especially when combined with high humidity, can lead to issues like heat exhaustion or even heat stroke very quickly. The National Weather Service often issues advisories to warn residents of potential heat-related dangers, but they should also check weather conditions themselves and make preparations for long heat waves. The DHS reported nearly 670 heat-related emergency room visits last year. The Wisconsin Elections Commission has ruled that small communities do not need permission from the state to stop using electronic voting machines. The decision stems from a lawsuit filed against the town of Thornapple in Rusk County, alleging the town broke state law when it switched from electronic voting machines to hand-counted paper ballots in the April and August elections last year. The decision was 5-1, with Wisconsin Election Commission Chair Ann Jacobs disagreeing with the analysis that found the municipalities don't need the state's permission. Rand's Bowling Lanes in Rice Lake will be participating in a free summer program for kids starting in June. The program is run through kidsbowlfree.com and includes over 1,200 bowling centers across the country and in Canada. Kids who sign up for the program will receive coupons valid for 2 free games of bowling each day starting on June 1st and running through August 31st. Rand's Bowling Lanes in Rice Lake is among those over 1,200 bowling centers this summer, giving area kids something to do during the summer months. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Partly cloudy today with a chance of scattered showers and maybe a small storm popping up this afternoon and into early this evening. Otherwise, tonight, we dry things out and start to warm things up. Highs today will make it to the mid-70s and by tomorrow, the mid-80s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 68.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Richard Trent, the executive director of Main Street Alliance.
This current tax code that they're trying to extend, 80%+ of the benefit goes to the top 1% of earners.
Yes.
I did not misspeak there. This is not a game. Trump will tell you firsthand that he grew up believing there are winners and there are losers. This is an administration actively trying to create a class of losers, and we have to fight back.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, TV producer Mary Picorni Donlin makes the popcorn pick of the week. Norm Kopesky from Appleton Cigar joins me in studio. Then author Laura Enright joins to talk vampires.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
much for all of your support.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. Hey, if you're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. When's the last time you checked on your home's title? That's the legal proof you own your house. If you're like me, the answer is probably never. The problem is, in today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles and your equity is the target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee with your county, and boom, your home title has been transferred out of your name. They then take out loans using your equity or even sell your property, and you don't even know it's happened until you get a collection or a foreclosure notice. That's why you need to stop what you're doing now and find out today if you're already a victim. Use the promo code TOM14, T-H-O-M-1-4, at HometitleLock.com to make sure that your title is still in your name. You also get a free title history report plus a free 14-day trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes, and if fraud should happen, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it. Go to HometitleLock.com now. Use that promo code TOM14, T-H-O-M-1-4.
The flag just a prop. Truth takes a bullet. The cameras don't stop. He's never been real, but the danger is true. He's gambling with lives for a headline or two. The audience cheers as the nation breaks down. He laughs at the fire as he melts off the crown. The show must go on, no matter who dies. Trump feeds on the drama, the pain and the lies. The lights are still flashing, the stage is still red.
Welcome back to 6 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here, Steve in Fort Atkinson, Wisconsin. Hey, Steve, what's up?
Thanks, Tom. I wondered if you'd noticed that not only has Trump never commented on any of the nationwide protests, including Bernie and AOC, not only that, but no reporter has ever asked him what he thought about it. I'm sure you'd have plenty of names to call him, but I watched a lot of news I've never seen in any news conference where anyone asked him what he thought about the protests.
Well, that's interesting. It's hard to imagine that he hasn't been asked that question, but I don't recall a specific response to a question like that either.
Well, I watch the morning news. I listen to the station all day and PBS in the evening and ABC World News, and I've never. To me, it was noticeable.
Yeah.
And you think even the Bernie and AOC would be such an easy target for him.
Yeah, and there's been a lot of, you know, kind of failures of the press corps. Every now and then they'll ask a question that gets under his skin, like yesterday when that reporter asked the taco question.
Right.
And he said, you know, that's a nasty question. You should be ashamed of yourself for asking. You know, and he attacks, you know, individual reporters, which has got to be, you know, intimidating. And it may be that, you know, he's mostly got the White House press corps cowed. They certainly have added a bunch of right wingers to it, including, you know, QAnon people and right wing bloggers and neo-Nazis are all now sitting in the press room along with a few, you know, regular reporters, and they've banished the Associated Press. So, you know,
or he's got something up his sleeve, saving up a response.
Yeah, I'm with you. I we shouldn't be surprised, I suppose, that the press corps itself has been intimidated. This is nothing brand new, but it's pretty wild. And remember when they all used to shout at Biden, you know, all the time, and
now
they're being
very
respectful with Trump. I mean, it's unfortunate. Steve, thank you for the call. Rose in Austin, Texas. Hey, Rose, what's on your mind today?
Hey, thank you so much for every single thing you say, and you're brilliant. Thank you. Okay, fear is not real. Hope actually is real. And I also really believe that truth and justice are real. And we will always get back. We're going to get back to justice again. We're going to get back to law and order again. even though it's been horrid since Citizens
United.
Sounds
like you've been reading A Course in Miracles.
No, I'm not like that at all. This is just what I have to do to survive. This is how, This is what I think works for me so that I can get up every day and put my shoulder to the plow. But I wanted everybody to start thinking again about this old Nazi trick of caste systems in order to have power and land and distract people, you know, just with assumptions of competence or respect or morality.
Yeah. Well, it's an important point. I mean, race is just a stand-in for caste in the United States.
Yeah, and the Nazis studied it, and they decided, okay, well, we're going to call it the Jews. Mm-hmm. You know, but I think, you know, even some of the most brilliant black writers and marchers, sometimes when they would go to, say, East India, and they would be introduced as somebody that also was an untouchable, they would go, "Ooh, not me." And then all of a sudden they realized, S-H-I-T, that's right. Yeah. I am in the lower caste.
Yeah.
And I think women also, just right across the board, doesn't matter whether you're a white, rich woman who just got let off out of your prison sentence and you're, you know, who just got pardoned by Trump. It doesn't matter. She's still, you know, a woman, so she's lower caste. And it's just an assumption that people make. But we have to stop and start questioning this caste system.
Yeah, I totally get it, Rose. And I would ask people not to spell out obscenities either. But I totally get it. And your point is well taken. Thank you, Steve in Upper Peninsula, Michigan. Hey, Steve, what's on your mind today?
Hey, finally got on. So much to say. Thanks for the call. You put all great information. For example, today you mentioned the taking money from the budget on military housing in the previous presidency there. The other day I was listening, I couldn't get on, but I think it was your station that had a congresswoman on. If not, it was one of your brother people are on the same channel. We all got to step it up a notch here. I can't understand why they're not using and buying media slots and showing them in his own words where the nation's getting burned repeatedly. I mean, they're buying slots for, you see a Homeland Security Barbie there, thinking, oh, President Trump's so great. They're buying these slots. They're buying slots on your radio station. They got commercials everywhere. This is, I don't hear anybody talking about psychological warfare.
Because they've got more money than God.
Well, the Democratic Party got money.
No,
why are
they
not using it?
That's the problem. The Democratic Party is struggling for money.
They can, well, because they're kind of inactive. I mean, right now they're not.
In terms of grassroots support, the Democratic and Republican parties are not that different. The big difference is that you've got 150 right-wing billionaire families that put $2.4 billion into the 2024 election, and virtually all of it went to right-wing candidates, to Republican candidates. The simple fact of the matter is, if you're a billionaire or a billionaire family, and you can encourage people to vote for Republicans, you make more money because your taxes go down. If you're a billionaire family like the Pritzkers, you know, J.B. Pritzker, the governor of Illinois, and you get Democrats elected, your taxes go up and you make less money. And so, you know, there's a few altruistic billionaires out there like Pritzker and Bill Gates, although Bill Gates is not putting his money into politics, but he's giving away most all of his fortune. These are people who don't have hoarding syndrome, who are not mentally ill. But the ones who are mentally ill, the ones who are desperate to just get more, 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 I got to have more, I don't have enough, I got to have more, oh my God, I need another billion, I need another 5 billion, I need another you know, those people are 100% in with the GOP, and they're pouring money on a continuous basis into the Republican Party. And you're right, they're running ads all over the country constantly.
Well, but I seriously believe that it's, you brought up a good example right there. Most of those people are probably getting grants from the public tax dollar. We all know Elon is. You very rarely hear about how much taxes he pays and how much money he gets from. I mean, it's a glorified money laundering thing. He gets grants from the government and contributes to the election with taxpayers' funds.
Yep.
I heard an announcer the other day actually say he felt like he needed to say, oh, by the way, that's not tax dollars. Well, pretty much his billions, he got that way from tax dollars.
Yeah, Tesla was successful because Obama bailed them out. And, you know, and SpaceX is successful because he's got DOD grants. Yeah, I'm with you.
Yes, exactly. And it's we the people, not you the individual. And you were covering that today about joint. And that's where they're going to get it from. It's we.
Yeah.
It's not him.
Yeah. Yeah,
I just don't think. I think they're trying to fight it in old school. They need to step it up. They're not going to win with their old tactics.
I get it, Steve. Thanks for the call. he's right. He's absolutely right. 44 minutes past the hour. We'll be right back with more of your calls. Stay tuned. It's the Tom Hartman Program. Talk media for the rest of us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
So any minute now, another federal judge is going to be hearing arguments over the international student ban that Trump is rolling out. Stay tuned.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. That's 800-399-3706.
Medicare loses about $60 billion annually to fraud, errors, and abuse. June 2nd through the 8th is Medicare Fraud Prevention Week, focusing on the actions everyone can take to prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Learn more by liking and following Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol on Facebook. Then visit our website, smpwi.org. For information and advice, remember, Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol.
This fall, there's only one place to be, Camp Randall Stadium. Wisconsin football returns with can't-miss matchups, including Maryland, Iowa, Ohio State, and more. From the first touchdown to the fifth quarter, game days in Madison are packed with excitement, tradition, and unforgettable memories. Seats and tickets are now on sale. Lock in your spot and make sure you don't miss a moment of the action next season. Visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS to secure your seat today. Wisconsin football game day starts here, and we'll see you at Camp Randall.
All across Wisconsin, destination marketing organizations are working to ensure that tourism in our state and your local community is stronger than ever. Their work to drive visitation and enhance the visitor experience not only encourages travelers to discover our great state, it bolsters the economy, supports jobs, and it improves the quality of life for all Wisconsin residents. To learn more about what these great organizations are doing, visit DestinationsWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Destinations Wisconsin.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba.
Last week, I asked if if me swallowing like 100 mayflies on a walk breaks a fast, because I was doing intermittent fasting. 0.008 calories per fly.
You are breaking a fast, though. Because
probably.
It's not zero.
It's not zero calories.
So you did.
Well, that really sucks. I mean, don't get me wrong. They tasted good.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
When a parent sees their child smile, they see hope. Aleem hoped that his son Rajib would have an easier life than he had. You see, Rajib, just like his father, was born with a cleft. But thanks to Smile Train, both father and son received free, life-changing surgeries, transforming their smiles into symbols of hope. To learn more and support the global cleft community, visit smiletrain.org/learn. Smile Train, changing the world one smile at a time.
Matt and Air on Air.
The Joint Finance Committee just had four meetings around the state of Wisconsin. The top three things of concern to people were education, health care, and child care. The Republicans stripped all of those things out of Governor Evers' budget. So I'm thinking about going next time just to make sure that they all put their phones down when I'm talking to them, because I have a feeling they're all playing Candy Crush because they're not paying attention to what people are saying.
Catch Matt and Air on Air at its new time, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Our daily song is now available on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube Music, Pandora, Tidal, Deezer, iHeartRadio, and a whole bunch of other platforms. Just look for Songs by Louise and Tom Hartman. Check it out. Hey, if you're still tossing and turning all night and feeling edgy during the day, let me tell you about CBD from CB Distillery. Millions are turning to their CBD for relief because it works. In fact, over 90% of customers report better sleep with CBD. And it's not just sleep. CB Distillery offers targeted formulations for just about everything. Sleep, stress, mood and focus, pain after exercise. They even have CBD for pets. And it's all made with the highest quality, clean ingredients. No fillers, just premium CBD. And I got to tell you, the sleep gummies really work. I use them. And with over 2 million satisfied customers, I'm one of them, and 100% money-back guarantee, CB Distillery is the source to trust. So if you're struggling with sleep, stress, or other health concerns and haven't found relief, make the change like millions are to CBD from CB Distillery. And for a limited time, you can save 25% off your entire purchase. Just go to cbdistillery.com, and when you check out, use the code TOM, T-H-O-M. Specific product availability depends on individual state regulations. That's cbdistillery.com and use that promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, to get 25% off your entire purchase.
Use the law.
Welcome back. 10 minutes before the hour. Picking up your calls here, Michael in Saginaw, Michigan. Hey, Michael, what's on your mind today?
Hey, thank you for taking my call, Tom. I just want to comment on all these people President Trump is pardoning. I said he only pardoned reality TV stars, the one that donate to his presidential campaigns. I just want to know, do a politician, he can pardon people at any time, of course, but why he's into his second time that he's pardoning people before he even leaves office. I'd just like to hear somebody take on that. I appreciate that.
I think it's because of Ed Martin. You know, they wanted to make Ed Martin a U.S. attorney. Ed Martin is this kind of crazed right-winger who was at the Capitol on January 6th. I don't believe he entered it, but he was there. And he then, was defending January 6th defendants. And Trump brought him in and wanted to make him a U.S. attorney, and the Senate wouldn't go along with it. They were like, you know, this guy is too much of a wackadoodle. So Trump made him the pardon attorney. So now it's Ed Martin's job to recommend people for pardons. And Ed Martin, of course, is picking the worst of the worst because that's kind of, I guess, the people that he kind of likes. So it appears to me that this sudden surge in new pardons is the result of Ed Martin having gotten that job. Although I have no evidence to back that up. It just appears that way to me. And so, you know, don't take that to the bank. But that I think that's what's going on, Michael. I think Trump is selling pardons. You'll recall that Giuliani said that he and Rudy were selling pardons for $2 million apiece, and they were splitting the money. That was 5 years ago. I think that that's what's going on now. I don't have the proof.
Because it's in Michigan even. They're talking about pardoning the people who threatened Gretchen Whitmer. And
that's
want to know, that system is just cost dollars and cents.
Yeah, no, those guys were ready to kill her. And I'm with you, Michael. Michael, thank you very much for the call. Mike in Madison, Wisconsin. Hey, Mike, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, I recently seen a thing. It may have been on the news or on YouTube of a Republican in Congress today who is currently right now trying to pass a bill to get rid of original Medicare. They want everybody on Advantage plans and not original.
Yeah, this is part of Project 2025.
Have you heard or know of anybody?
I don't. I'm not aware of any specific legislation, but that was in Project 2025. And the first step that probably they will institute now is, because they've talked about it a whole lot, is making Medicare Advantage the default. In other words, right now, if you just contact Medicare and say, I want to sign up for Medicare, they sign you up for Medicare.
they want to change that. So when you contact Medicare and say, I want to sign up for Medicare, they instead say, okay, which one of these Advantage plans do you want?
Okay, nice. I just thought I'd ask you if you ever heard of the congressman that was pushing that through, or
no? I'm not off the top of my head. I'm not surprised. You know, like I said, this is part of Project 2025, but and it'll be coming, no doubt about it. Mike, thanks for the call. Nancy in Tucson, Arizona. Hey, Nancy, what's on your mind today?
Hi. I just had a thought that the Democrats need to, instead of sending out, you know, at election time, how they send out all that garbage, you know, vote for this, do this, do that, they should send out a pocket copy of the Constitution, because people don't really know that. And the second thing is to list what's going on, not during elections, but right now, what's really going on that might affect people. And, for instance, like they're pardoning or dismissing or freezing investigations or cases against, like, Boeing, who had that accident where all the people died.
Yeah, they're letting Amazon. Them off the hook on that one,
And so I just thought what Republicans do so well is they keep saying the same, even though it's lies, over and over again, and people think it's true.
Yeah, well, that is the big lie trick technique. You know, just keep repeating it over and over and over again until people believe it. Spot on. Nancy, thank you. Carolyn in Tacoma, Washington. Hey, Carolyn, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. I was watching Lisa Murkowski the other day. It was a couple of weeks ago, about how scared she is.
Yeah, the Republican senator from Alaska.
And I said to myself, what do you think this is going to be, ladies? Easy. You guys enabled this guy for 10 years, and now you're whining about being scared?
Yeah.
Well, in my opinion, this Congress is nothing but a bunch of aiders and abettors.
Yeah, well, certainly
no longer a matter of, yes, it's no longer a matter of, you know, enabling. They are aiders and abettors.
Yeah, I'm with you.
They're Judases who turned on the American people, and they are disgusting,
in my
opinion.
Well said, Carol. Yep. Thank you. Ron in Berrien Springs, Michigan. Ron, you have the last 25 seconds.
Trump just pardoned Larry Hoover, a notorious gangster from Chicago. I hope law enforcement officials are happy to have this gangster back on the streets.
Do we know how much money the gangster's family gave to the Trump enterprises?
That has not been released, huh?
Yeah.
But I sure hope the coppers are happy with this gangster, ready to fight them. And it's only the racist cops, plain and simple.
Yeah, I get it. Ron, thank you for the call, and thanks for keeping that short. You did a great job. Thank you for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us. That includes you. So get out there, get active, tag. You're it. Tomorrow, Anything Goes Friday. What's on your mind? Looking forward to it. I'll see you then. In the meantime, stay safe, good to yourself and the people around you, and I'll catch up with you.
Been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
When was the last time you checked your home title? That's the legal proof you own your house. And if like me, the answer is never. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles, and your equity is the target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee with your county, and boom, your home title has been transferred out of your name. They then take out loans using your equity or even sell your property. You won't even know it's happened until you get a collection or foreclosure notice. Use promo code TOM14, T-H-O-M-1-4, at HomeTitleLock.com to make sure your title is still in your name. You'll also get a free title history report plus a free 14-day trial of their million-dollar triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes, and if fraud should happen, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it. Go to HomeTitleLock.com now.
and use that promo code TOM14. That's home title locked up.
Amory Chevrolet makes the car buying process simple and painless. Whether you're looking to upgrade to something bigger because of your growing family, or you want the adrenaline and want the rush of a two-door sports car for a weekend getaway at the lake, Amory Chevrolet has something for everyone. Stop into their modern showroom today, and any one of their friendly staff will be happy to assist you in your car buying journey. Located along Highway 46 on Amory's south side, Amory Chevrolet is here when you need them.
Here's another community reminder from 107.5 WLAK. Ruby's Pantry distributes the second Saturday of each month. And you can check out the schedule at rubyspantry.org. That's rubyspantry.org. Ruby's Pantry, the second Saturday of each month from 7:30 to 9 a.m. And they do that at SMC Limited on Griffin Street in Avery. Another community reminder for you from 107.5 WLAK.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. Two rulings in 2 days spell possible trouble for President Trump's signature tariffs. The latest setback came hours ago from a U.S. district judge in D.C. who said the president doesn't have the authority for most of his global taxes. Reaction moments ago from the White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt.
We intend to win. We already filed an emergency appeal. We expect to fight this battle all the way to the Supreme Court.
Another setback for the White House is this, a judge ruling it cannot stop Harvard from enrolling international students.
The administration claims that Harvard has failed to create a safe campus environment and that it has fostered anti-Semitism. It has fostered a violent campus environment towards Jewish students. Again, allegations that Harvard denies.
ABC's Selena Wang in Cambridge, Massachusetts, where today Harvard is graduating its 374th class. About the Israel-Gaza war, the White House just said Israel has accepted a U.S. proposal for a temporary ceasefire. This is ABC News.
Your news.